Bolstering the Palestinian economy could lay the groundwork for success in getting a peace settlement in the Middle East, and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has pledged to do just that. We're going to hear now about one business whose struggles highlight the obstacles to progress. Shira Frankel has the story of a cell phone company in the West Bank city of Ramallah.
Ahmed Jamali stands outside the Ramallah offices of Wataniya, a new Palestinian cell phone company that hopes to begin operations here. For hours, he's been trying to arrange a dinner with his extended family. But his calls on another cellular network are frequently dropped or lose service midway, a symptom of the hurdles facing the Palestinian cellular industry. Wataniya had hoped to change all that. More than $700 million in foreign aid has been poured into the company as part of a larger effort to revitalize the Palestinian economy and create jobs. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has highlighted projects such as Wataniya as part of what he calls an economic peace plan, which is why no one here understands why the project has been stopped dead in its tracks. Dr. Fahis Souji is a coordinator at the Palestinian Economic Research Institute.
The whole economic future of the Palestinian people is unclear at this time, and all investments are facing obscure prospects. Wataniya falls into this as well, unless Netanyahu, as he preaches about economic peace, releases the airwaves promised to this telecommunications company.
Wataniya's whole future hinges on whether it receives the frequencies to operate the cell network, he says, and those frequencies are controlled by Israel.
Before we talk about investments, we have to understand that Palestinians are unable to control their own resources. It is impossible to move forward with these types of plans when they can't control the basic resources.
Suleiman Zuhari, the Palestinian Minister of Telecommunications, holds a signed copy of the deal worked out with the Israeli authorities exactly 1 year ago. The deal provides a chart outlining the dates by which Israel agreed to release frequencies to Wataniya by the end of July 2009.
This is the agreement signed between us and the Israelis. This is the map of handing to us the frequencies. They just completely ignore now. Now they start changing their minds about everything.
Israeli officials have given no official response to queries regarding Wataniya. Recently, Nati Schubert, a senior deputy director general at the Israeli Ministry of Communications, told reporters that the Palestinians failed to uphold their commitment to the project, but he declined to provide details. Ofir Gendelman, chief executive officer of the Israeli-Palestinian Chamber of Commerce, says it is difficult to conduct business in the occupied Palestinian territories.
The main obstacle to all international projects that are being done in the territories is the main problem is lack of, let's say, a Palestinian champion, a Palestinian go-to man or go-to company that would lead the project from the Palestinian side. The Palestinians rely too much, I would say, on the foreign role, the international role. They are expecting foreigners or Israel to solve all the problems and do everything for them. That's a problem.
But neither the Scottish CEO of Wataniya nor Mideast envoy Tony Blair, a key backer of the project, have been able to secure the frequencies for Wataniya. They say the failure of the venture could have dire consequences for the Palestinian economy, where thousands of jobs are at stake, as well as future foreign investments. In the meantime, some of Wataniya's investors are asking for their money back. But the telecommunications minister, Suleiman Zuhari, is still hopeful that the demand for new cell technology will drive investors to find a way to operate within the constraints of the Palestinian economy.
My knowledge and my education tells me you never can beat technology. Technology always advancing. This is obviously will hinder our progress, but eventually we think that reason will triumph. Technology will beat anyone.
Despite his optimism, it seems that Wataniya is still far from opening up its service. And in the meantime, no less than 4 cell phones clutter Zuhari's desk. The bare minimum to ensure that at least one of his calls will get through. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel in Ramallah.